Hello there, and what's up everybody, my name is Ayn, and here with you with a new podcast. Okay, as this is the first episode, let me introduce you so quickly to what's going on here. Okay, at the first we're going to review the top 3 news of the week and top 10 news of the daily. Then we're going to do a topic version, that we're going to choose a topic, for example, things, different devices versus each other, or a new device have come out recently, going to review that, some hands-on, some guests we're going to talk with them, not in this one but in future, and then we're going to answer your voice messages that you put on Anchor or Spotify for us. Okay, let's start. Top 10 news of the day. First news is a new Apple iCloud feature that may you say goodbye to the Dropbox forever. So, until recently, the only way iPhone, iPad or Mac owners could share files, documents or photos between themselves was to use the third-party apps such as Dropbox or Google Drive. Thanks to a new software update that Apple just released, you don't need to do that again. It's so simple, so easy, and the same way as that you can share. It doesn't matter whether you want to share a work presentation, a collection of gifts with your friends, or it's just a simple kids remote learning work homeworks. What you need for that, iOS owners or macOS users, just need to install, update the new Mac, and they're ready to go. And something I forget to say is that the version of iOS and iPadOS you need is 13.4, and the macOS is a Catalina 10.15.4, and then you're ready to go. Let's go for the next news. Apple users in India, we're having news for you. Amazon just released another app that's saying when you open previous Amazon app, it's sent to you and say support for this app will stop soon, and you have to download the new Amazon app. The things that are new in the iOS version is that it has a features like money transfer, support for UPI code scanning, and more. So maybe we're not going to use the previous Amazon app anymore. Is that Uber test plans to let drivers set their own fares. That means drivers can put as much as fare that they think they deserve. Skype just rolled out Meet Now call that don't need a sign up or installation. But that means that you can easily call any person from anywhere that have the same app. Don't need to add any personal data, sign in or anything like that. And our next news is about COVID-19. As really in this situation we don't have to talk about it that much to get aside from it and don't think that's a real problem. But there's a news about it, and we have to tell you that when you search that in the Google or Safari, they will ultimately show the locations or the hospitals nearby you that are provide for that, and you can know how far you're from them. That's a useful feature. And our next news is about the new AR ability in the browsers like Safari for iOS and the AR Google AR for the Android devices. When you search an animal, you can see the AR in the end surface from it, and you can point your camera to it. That's cool. Okay, there wasn't 10, but there was some. There wasn't that much news for today, but let's go to the weekly news. The first news that we're going to talk about is the Xbox Series X versus the PS5. That's the whole browsers. When you search about games, they are the top 12 or 20 news out there. So we're going to talk about that in the whole week in the and see which one is better. And if you have any idea, put some voice messages or comment that in our Instagram. That's why I'm going to put the link in the description below. Okay. And our next news is again in the gaming department, but the different way. The last one was about the consoles. This one is about the cloud gaming server. I mean, from that Google Stadia, Apple Arcade, and Microsoft xCloud. Let's see which one's better. And the next one is a smartphone comparison between OnePlus 7, OnePlus 7T, and OnePlus 7, OnePlus 7 McLaren Edition. That's what we're going to talk about it today. In the designing department, there's not that much difference between the size of them, but in the camera and the camera setup, there's a lot actually. The OnePlus 7T has a square bump with a triple camera horizontal and flash under it. The OnePlus 7T Pro have a straight camera bump with again three, but this time is up to down. Focus laser. Sorry. And the OnePlus 7T McLaren Edition has the same design as this OnePlus 7T Pro, which is really, really, really touchy. The glass design that's really futuristic. As you see, there's an orange, red, orangish color in the blade type, and there's some really nice pattern around the camera. Let's see which one's display is higher resolution. The OnePlus 7T and the OnePlus 7T McLaren Edition have the same 240 by 1080p AMOLED screen and the same size, 6.55 inch. But the OnePlus 7T Pro have a 6.67 inch AMOLED screen with 320 by 4040. That's 4040p display, and those are 1080p display. Full HD Plus and Quad HD, I guess. Okay. And in terms of PPI, there are 420 PPI for both of the OnePlus 7T and OnePlus 7T McLaren Edition, and 516 PPI for the OnePlus 7T Pro. Wait a moment, I think the design have been taken from the OnePlus 7T Pro. I'm telling you, saying about the McLaren Edition, and the specs and the, everything else have get from the OnePlus 7T, the normal version. That's weird. And in terms of the weight, this thing is different. The OnePlus 7T at 180 grams, but the two other OnePlus 7T Pro and the OnePlus 7T McLaren Edition have the 206 grams. Both of them are running, and all three are running Android 10 with Oxygen OS skin on top of it. All of them, the front facing cameras that are a pop-up camera, all three are 60 megapixels, and video capacity are 4K. And about the back, the main cameras, they're all using a 48 megapixel standard, 12 megapixel for telephoto, and 16 megapixel for ultra wide. They're all the same exactly. They're all using the same CPU, Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 Plus. The storage options are different, but in the OnePlus 7T we're having a 128, in two other we have 256, but in the RAM, the two OnePlus 7T and OnePlus 7T Pro have 8GB versions, but the OnePlus 7T McLaren Edition, that's how it's different from others, have a 12 GB RAM. That's much as very more than what my laptop have.
Okay.
There are none of them support expanding storage, and the battery, the OnePlus 7T have 3,016 mAh, but the two other have 4,085 mAh. They are all USB-C. Who don't use USB-C these days? They don't have the headphone jack, and the pricing for them is the OnePlus 7T, $599. The OnePlus 7T Pro, $900, and the OnePlus T McLaren Edition is $1,010. That's very expensive. That actually, when you're talking about OnePlus, that's so expensive. But to compare it with other devices out there, it is very fair really to say it's less than even a special edition. For example, the Z Phone is about 2,000 dollars. The new iPhone with the whole capacity, with it doesn't have even the 12 GB of RAM. None of them. Just standard 4 and 6 maybe. No, there's no 6. Have that much price. That's really fairly to say that this special model is as expensive as the main versions of flagships in 2019. Yeah.